some of you may be familiar with Pete Seeger, a folk songwriter and singer whose music peppers across our culture and calls for social justice as related to racism, war, the environment, workers' rights, and other social ills. Pete Seeger marched to a different beat than most. Maybe when he went to his Unitarian church, he walked in backwards. I don't know. But he lived in a different way, and his difference was good. A prolific songwriter and singer, his best-known songs include Where Have All the Flowers Gone, If I Had a Hammer, Turn, 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 which are lyrics adapted from Ecclesiastes. These songs have been recorded by many artists, both in and outside the folk revival movement, and are sung throughout the world. He was one of the folk singers most responsible for popularizing the spiritual we sang together 2 weeks ago, We Shall Overcome. It was he who changed the lyric from the traditional We Will Overcome to the more singable We Shall Overcome. He died this week. In his late 90s. Still active, his grandchildren said, right up until his death. On hearing of his passing, President Obama said, and I quote, over the years, Pete used his voice and his hammer to strike blows for workers' rights and civil rights, world peace, and environmental conservation. And he always invited us to sing along. If I had a hammer. For reminding us where we come from and showing us where we need to go, we will always be grateful to Pete Seeger. This morning, with an idea sprung from Deb Core and blossomed by Brenda Gardner, we featured a lot of Pete Seeger's music. Confession. Where's Brenda? Deb is there. I had no clue who he was. I have sung many of these songs my entire life. And yet the person who penned them was unknown to me. Pete Seeger was not on my radar. His lyrics and tunes rolled off my lips, but he lived somewhere between the cracks of the words and notes. The people Jesus was ministering and those he chose to carry on his message lived between the cracks of society. They were not the society A-liners or cultural well-to-dos. They were not the political powerhouses or the highest priests. They were common folks. We are called to look between the cracks for God's presence. It is there we will find the deepest longings of our hearts and souls and resist defining ourselves according to the expectations or level renderings of the world. Beatitude living is different. It is an intentional journey and one that doesn't come easy. Beatitude living is countercultural, for the first are last and the last are first. This was a familiar and ongoing message in all of our scripture. On that mountain, Jesus was telling his disciples, see all those people follow me? Those who are sick, diseased, pushed to the side, ignored. See those who are humble and meek. Look over there to the ones who are grieving. And over there, the ones who are standing up for the oppressed and calling for justice. See those over there who are willing to live righteously. And you, all of you, who are called different because of the radical ways in which you're following my lead, you are who are persecuted or laughed at, you who are now lonely and worried because you have left comfortable fishing for the unknown. Jesus said, blessed are you. Happy are you, all of you. Here's another reflection I really like on the Beatitudes. Nancy Hastings Sehested, former pastor of Prescott Memorial Baptist Church in Memphis, Tennessee, had this reflection on the Beatitudes some years back. While we say our prayers with every head bowed and every eye closed, Jesus is on the hillside with his eyes wide open to the blessings before him. While we beseech God for blessings, praying, God bless our church, God bless our sick, God bless America, Jesus identifies the ones who are already receiving God's blessing. The favored of God are those who are the unfavorable ones, the mourners, the meek, the poor in spirit, the persecuted. She continues, when we start looking for signs of folk being the church, the Beatitudes give us some clues for where to begin the search. Forget looking at our church programs, our good deeds, our goals, our numbers, and how we're managing it all. The Beatitudes tell us, look between the cracks. Look in places where life is falling apart. Maybe there, perhaps there, is the only place we get a glimpse of the reign of God breaking in. The prophet Micah gave a different message to encourage the beaten down Hebrew people and to keep their focus on what was important. Pete Seeger, Catherine Hawker, Rob Lacey, Nancy Hastings Sehested did the same in their own way. And Jesus climbed to the top of that mountain where he had a wide angle view of all the people and all their needs. And all their diversity and their difference. And when describing these folks to his disciples, who may have thought with the rest of the ancient community that they were nothing more than low-hanging fruit on the tree of despair and losers, Jesus tells first-time hearers, then and now, and those of us who have done this church thing a long time, look. Look between the cracks to find the authentic presence of God. For God is found in places and situations that we least expect. Brothers and sisters, this morning, we are called to be radically different. Radically different in how we live and how we are church and in who we are. Blessed are the different. For different is good. Dare we be different.